You got two more chairs? Oh, very nice. Okay. So let's make sure everyone's in the circle, no one's out. People are good. I think we have one more chair that we need. Maybe two more. That's for Amalji. Maybe this is for Amalji. Yeah, that's good. Before we begin, I want to give us something. We've all been here enough time now that we could take a little bit of responsibility for offering some beauty and love and harmony in the world. Is that all right? And so today we're going to work with the path of sound from eternity into life. And I heard something just before coming here that I find that I am physically responding to. And so I just want to share that with you so that as we begin with this in our hearts and our minds. And maybe as we hold this, each one in our own way, we can offer something powerful into the world. And I'll tell you why I say this. The great power, one of the things I said I would talk about is the difference between magic and spirituality. Could you scoot over just a little bit? Come in, beloved. When we are in touch with the wholeness of creation and we say a prayer or we imagine something as if it's real, it has a lot more power than when you're in a very personal state doing the same thing. Does that make sense? So I'm going to request that we make use of the dynamo of the divine healing power during our time today, each in our own way. Just before I came down here, I was told that there was a man who was facing the police with his hands up saying, "Don't shoot, I'm not what you think." And he was shot by the police. And it breaks my heart. It just breaks my heart that I feel we need a dose of trust. And you may be thinking, oh, it's not trust, it's something else. I wonder if you can turn the sound down until we don't have quite so much echo. Please make.
We can barely hear you over here.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It's really muddy.
Sometimes when you turn it down a little, you actually hear better. If I promise to increase in volume, can we decrease that volume just a little more? No, not everyone hears me, but I haven't been projecting, so I'll do better. Yeah.
You can also take the microphone and put it up higher on your lapel.
Yeah, it's too low.
Okay.
But then you'll have to speak to that side.
How's that? Maybe a little less echo? It's just as bad.
You have to talk into it.
I have to talk. Okay.
Let me just change.
This wasn't so bad.
I'm going to change her fashion right in front of your eyes.
I'm going to keep
there.
Thanks, Mom.
Now you can talk, dear.
Yeah. So here we are. We're together in this situation with an echo, and we're in the stuff of life. We are in the stuff of life right now. We're talking about something that should never happen. And yet, it did. And so I came here. I just feel that fullness in your, you know, that fullness in your face and in your throat when you just want to cry. And if it's true that the Beloved has ways of encouraging us to take that risky step of caring. Not just caring what people think about you or what they feel about you or whether you're doing a good job or how do I look or did I really mess up, but caring for the whole. One kind of caring is a caring turned inward. The other kind of caring is a caring that's turned outward, and that outward caring, when it turns in the way that it was given to you to turn, then an outpouring comes, doesn't it? You can't hear.
I can hear a lot of noise, but the words are...
Can you get one of those mics behind? Would that work?
Maybe we could try another mic. I don't know what's wrong with this one today. So, this is a practice that we can each do in our own way as we continue with our time together, with all of this lovely interwoven microphone, this and that. We'll be doing sound practice today, and so we'll work with the zikr. Yes. Oh. Yes.
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 So far, I heard you say yes. You say it in a simple sentence.
Today, as we're doing these practices, I want to encourage all of us to, as it comes to your mind and your heart, something that you wish for in the world, that you, in your own way, toss it in there. So what do I mean? For some people who are more of a saintly nature, your way will be to ask more love, please, more love, and then go back to your practice. If you are of a more masterful nature, then you might be thinking about love, being aware of the divine, totally in line with that, saying, I'm reporting in from the field that we need more love, and then letting it go. Seeing it emerging in the world. Not the love that you imagine personally, but the divine love emerging. And then you wonder, oh, how is this love going to look? How will I see it? in my life, in myself. Or of your, if you are of a nature that you feel, well, I'm a little of this and I'm a little of that, then I really want to encourage you to trust that source, to know what is needed, and you be that channel. It's not a personal thing. You just let it be there, knowing something is now happening. Okay? These big things, they get reported, but they are the tip of the iceberg. And it's not a mistake that we're finding out about this just at the time that we're going to do this practice together. It's not a mistake. So we do it for the whole. Know that we're just the current voice through which the divine has an opportunity to manifest in life. We'll begin. For people who haven't been in here before, I want to say to you that I'm using music that Purevalaya Dinayak Khan used before his meditation sessions. Let yourself participate in the symphony of the spheres. Letting a note well up inside of you. And as you're ready, letting that sound come out, don't worry about anyone else, what their sound is. Let it come out. And let the volume increase as is right for you. Making a tone of an ah, an eh, an e, an o, an ooh, or a la, beginning.
Ah.
volume continue to increase. Whirling,
we came whirling out of nothingness, scattering stars like dust. Stars make a circle, and in the center we dance. The wheel of heaven circles down like a mill, turning and turning, sunders all attachment. If you were to grab a spoke, it would tear your arm off. Were that wheel not in love, say enough. How long this journey? Beggars circle tables. Dogs circle carrion. The lover circles her own heart. Turning, and it is only God circling himself.
As we whirl with the stars, we might also be aware of that connection to an inner whirling, the inner galaxies spinning deep, deep within the heart. A whirling of compassion. The power that moves the universe. Comets of love. Explosions of ecstasy. Emerging bursts of life. And you might even feel the heart overflowing, that ecstasy, that life, that compassion, so much more flowing out to the extremities of your body, transforming the mind, awakening that sense of individuality. And yet somehow you're still connected, still participating in that divine wholeness, that source of all. Lean left, lean right, lean left, lean right, lean left, lean right, lean left, lean right, left, right, left, right, left, right. Almost as if you're still whirling. Listening to the sounds of life. Taking those sounds in rather than filtering them out. Letting boundaries relax. So instead of individual breathing in some very real way, perhaps you feel as if we do share breath. Being aware of the vibration of life. And then toggling into the vibration of your life, the flow of your blood, the sound of your breathing, your feet on the ground, take a deep breath in, breathing out, feel your feet, open your eyes, and relax. People often mistake, they make the mistake of using the word without any spiritual idea behind it, simply for the attainment of some magical power. The Sufis of all ages have warned against this mistake and have constantly taught that there is only one object worth striving for. The essential object of life, namely God.
I'm sorry, namely.
Namely God. Namely Source. Namely the One. Namely Creator. Have I satisfied everyone? Let's get one more chair. One more chair, we can do it. Walk in the divine space, scoot your chairs over, one more person, please. Today we're getting into the nitty-gritty of it. We've been full of love and harmony and beauty before. Now we're talking about the transforming of the stuff of reality, co-creating a beautiful world filled with beautiful people. And we've been given an instruction, and it says, don't make this mistake. The Sufis of all the ages have warned against this mistake and have constantly taught that there is only one object worth striving for, and the essential object of life is namely God, Source, Unity, Creator, that which is the source of no mistake. So how does that work with our very individual desire to have realization, to get a sense of self-worth and self-valuing in our life, to succeed, to be right? Pirzia talked about this morning. I was so happy. I love it when we're all synced up. And he talked about it in relationship to the word prayer, which I know is not always a very happy Western concept. So we don't usually have an opportunity to complain about this or to give our personal opinion or to identify what is it in me that I'm doing when it works. And so I want to open the floor up to this discussion. from this place of connectedness, where we are remembering that we are part of the living universe, and that we have that living universe at the depth of our own heart, always. That what seems irreconcilable is actually correct. Somehow it's true. And we have the issues of life to deal with. Okay, your turn.
The word that popped up for me is choice.
Choice.
Choice. Sort of informed, aware choice, connected to source versus maybe personal or thoughtless concepts that would pull us to something else. So there doesn't need to be a conflict when you remind yourself that you always have a choice.
Huh. Can everyone hear? Okay. Thank you.
To me, prayer always comes. Okay. To me, prayer always comes in the I form, and so instead of talking about, hey God, like, could you give me this? It always comes from the I side. I'm gonna give you this and grant you this. You're so loved, you're so accepted, you're so approved. Regardless how you will perform on this, my love to you does not depend on that. So it always comes from the I form. And I quite enjoy this. Like, it feels very personal, and I don't really think or feel, I don't know, that it has to be personal, because to me it's just so personal. It feels like this, that my being, this I form, is completely surrendering and in love with my humanity. So in every need that I see, in the need of importance, tells me how important I am. And if I feel upset, I tell myself, I give myself, I console myself. And if I feel that jealous, it tells me that my feeling is important. And if I feel envious, it reminds me of my own greatness. And so I think, like, just I form, to me, this, like, to me, that's more of a conversation. It's a conversation of I with my humanity. And that I really love my humanity and find really beautiful things in all of my little quirks. So that's what to
me feels like.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes.
You asked, when does it work? One thing for me is really letting go of my concepts of what the outcome is going to look like. Just really accepting I have no control over any of that.
So will you say a little more about how that all works?
It's hard to put a lot of words on it, but, well, for example, in terms of my own personal life needs, if I'm feeling at place where I really need help, so I'm offering a prayer for my own life, that there's a big piece of that prayer that's surrender, that's really just placing myself in the arms of the beloved. And yes, okay, whatever needs to happen, let it happen.
Huh. Thank you. Just one second. I just want to remind everyone that in a very real way, we are the divine, listening to the divine, sharing the many ways that we can manifest. And it could very well be that somebody right now is going to say something, sharing what's going on in them, that's the answer to your latest question about your own life. Not to put you on the spot.
For me, I had a really powerful experience where I used my intention to its fullest, and things turned out differently. And it was about going to Guatemala, and I had been asked to bring a group of community connectors to help with fundraising for a Mayan school in Bagoatitlan. And so it meant outreach and connecting with my community and using social media and planning the trip and being a tour guide. And, you know, I was ready for it, but I hadn't quite done all this before. So I set my intentions and I sounded them and I put them out. You know, please help me find the right people who will, you know, help this school to be stable and the work that these leaders are doing. And we'd come up with that as a group goal when I was last, you know, there. And they felt like, we felt it was the next step. So I did everything I knew, you know, in terms of intention and reaching out to dear people. And each step along the way felt good, you know. I felt, wow, I'm stepping out and I'm meeting wonderful people and we're having good conversations. But the truth of the matter was that when all was said and done, we had one person who had gone with me in 2012 before going. And when I realized that that was going to happen, I know divine orders here. You know, I know everything's okay. But I still crashed. You know, I still felt, because I wanted to benefit these people so much. And it wasn't looking like what we thought it was going to be. But we get there. And what always happens is that we come together and decide what's going to happen. Well, it became very clear that what wanted to happen was one-on-one, my one-on-one connection with the leaders and teachers there and the developments that had happened with them over the last year, which were very significant. And if I had had a group of people, I could not have been present in the way that I was, that we were, other wonderful things happened. And I realized also that everything I did in the last year still was planting good seeds. You know, nothing was lost, it's just that the timing was different. So I hope that, and my period of grieving was relatively short, but it was a really powerful lesson for me.
Keep bringing us back to the inner discovery part of this, and to keep identifying where's the place where this is connecting to the source, where is the flow of that boundless grace, and how can I benefit from what I'm learning from my brother or my sister speaking. Because we're talking about something that is part of the mechanics of transformation right now. I know it's unusual to talk about prayer in this way. The world needs us, so I'm taking a risk. Yes?
I find my route is gratefulness leads to communion. Gratefulness leads to communion. That I recognize it all coming as a gift. that's a blessing, and in that thankfulness it connects me to the all and all. And it's a simple process.
Will you share that process with us?
I think I just did. It's no more complicated than that. I guess I thought when I was thinking about this a number of months ago, I realized this is what our grandmothers would call counting your blessings, right? And you might have passed that over as something simple, but in my experience, it's if you really count them and feel them in your heart, then your heart opens to that connectiveness with the source of that gift. And that gift as one moves into that space more and more, everything is a gift. It does not matter if it comes in the form of a blow. It's a gift. And it's an opportunity.
I just have to say, what you just said, exactly what I was going to say.
Okay. Could you say it louder? If you're not sure you can project your voice, could you take the microphone? Thank you. Thank you.
He just said exactly what I was going to say. And in the process of it, I could feel my heart just opening. It was just like, here I was saying it.
And you just said what I was going to say.
As you move along the path, it becomes so much simpler and infinitely more complicated. It's wonderful.
He doesn't need a microphone. Here, over there. Thank you so much.
Well, I don't think I need the microphone.
I'm just going
to be a little more specific. One of the, it brought me to one of the things that I do every night when I put my pillow, when I put my head on my pillow, I take a moment and I say, thank you, Mom and Dad. I talk to them because they're deceased, and I say, thank you for this roof over my head and for borning me and for the abundance of my life. I mean, I just go through as many things as I can thanking them, and I thank my grandparents for coming over here. From Turkey many years ago, and I just go through the whole thing of that whole thank you, and then eventually I fall asleep thanking everybody, and then it's a really nice way to fall asleep. And then when I wake up in the morning, I once again I talk to everybody and I thank, it's just like automatic now. It's I thank you for getting me through the night. It was peaceful. And I had a good sleep, and then I thank God for my gods, I thank God for my angels and my guides, and then I go right through my body and I go, may I see and may I be seen. May I hear and may I be heard. May I love and may I be loved. May I create and may I inspire. May I thrive, and may all others thrive in my presence. And may I give, and may I receive. And then I get out of bed.
Okay, let's go so far. Just one second. We're gonna go so far, and then we'll continue. Let's begin by putting ourselves in the hands of the divine. Knowing that we have no idea, I'm going to try to include everything I've heard. We have no idea, but we have a great desire for something to be born in this world. And then let's be grateful as if we have been heard by the source of all beauty. So take that moment to identify each one of us individually, those things we wish to have born in this world, we're yearning for, and then internally give thanks as if you have been heard, as if it's you've not only been heard, but it's already beginning to manifest somehow. And we could even know that however it's manifesting, it's not exactly what we expect, and yet somehow it's correct. Be grateful two more times. Then whispering to yourself or thinking, may I see and may I be seen, may I hear, may I be heard, may I love, may I be loved.
May I create.
May I inspire.
May I thrive.
May I thrive.
May others thrive.
And may others thrive in my presence.
And may I give, and may I receive.
And may I give, and may I receive. And then turning toward that innocent part of you that just wants to feel good, to do well. You can say to that part, I see you, or in your way, give that part encouragement. La ilaha illallah. 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 Continue. For those who don't know what these words mean, consider them sounds affirming the whole of creation, that everything that exists is part of that whole, part of the one, part of that boundless being. La ilaha illallah. 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 This is a story told by Pierre Mercier Mayakhan. He said, "This reminds me of an amusing incident. Once I had a new pupil to whom I was giving instructions, and the last instruction was that before retiring every night, this pupil was to send thoughts of love and compassion to all living beings. The pupil was instantly upset, horrified by the idea, and said, 'Well, yes, I'll send those loving thoughts to all human beings, but not my neighboring country, because they are very bad.' I did not resist. I took it tolerantly, understanding my pupil's sore heart. Would arguing have helped? No. So I said, 'You are quite right. Forget the neighbor while thinking of humanity.' The pupil smiled, because that pupil expected an argument. Yet, my pupil did not feel satisfied, and after 6 months, that pupil was able to think of the whole humanity. Truly, it's not preaching that is needed, but the hammering on hearts, so that in the end, we naturally just understand." I'm going to bring us around to that place of unity, remembering the boundless space within our hearts, that place where we all share one heart. I'm going to remind us of what we've heard so far about the power of that word that we call prayer. And now open our conversation again to how it is that we use our interaction with what you might call the divine, or God, or creator, or the source of all, or for those of you who are too imaginative, when you say the source of all, the source of all healing, or the source of all love, or the beloved. Remember, those of you who have been here the entire time, the first day I said, "I'll know that I have served you if you have tools to bring back into your life when we leave here to support yourself and also the co-creation of a beautiful world." So let's continue. Did you have something to say?
Even Arby tells us that we need to know how it is that we are God and how it is that we are not God, and to understand the relationship between those two truths. And it is how we are not God that we ask for help, and it is how we are that we understand what it is we're really asking for. Are we asking out of love? Are we asking out of fear? And what's this? The world is just a narrow bridge. But most of all, you must not be afraid.
So we're sharing specific things that we use in our lives.
Zia did a beautiful job this morning talking about the only thing that's missing is God. That's all it's needed to complete life. And I'm looking at my toolbox, I'm looking at my toy chest, and it's full, and there's not even a corner for God to get into right now. So I think, you know, the purification and the revivification of the accommodation for God is what prayer means to me, is that I let some of the old tools go, looking for new ways, listening to beautiful prayers that are inspiring. But it's being open and letting go at the same time. It's frightening enough to be as open as you can be, but to be asked to be letting go of things too is over the edge. So that's where I like to live right now. It's on that edge.
Thank you.
I'm finding a place of integrating a shift to fully engage in the challenges that face me, but only to the extent that I keep my center through them.
Thank you. So I just want to remind us, we want everyone to have a chance to speak that wishes to, so let's keep it short. Thank you.
In my experience with the Master Saints and Prophets, over the course of my life, I'm a very slow learner. I have experienced never anything but support and holding and love and acceptance. And over time, that has rubbed off on me and how I am with myself and, of course, others. And the result of it is that an exercise that you taught daily is I become aware of the presence and whatever it is that is this thing in my life that has me stuck. That divine and I are just present to it, and I just surrender to that. And we both hold it. And in sometimes a powerful experience takes the pain or hurt away.
Talking about the mechanics of the co-creation of a beautiful world. What we call miracle is the outcome of the same power, except that what is above human limitation cannot be called natural. It is supernatural. Therefore, miracles are not done by people, but by, actually what he wrote is, miracles are not done by man, but by the Superman, who in the religious term is called the divine man. I'll say that for the ladies in the room. Therefore, miracles are not done by woman, but by the superwoman, who in the religious term is called the divine woman. I want to bring us back to the very first thing. The very, very first thing that I read, and that is that the Sufis of all ages have warned against a mistake, the mistake of using the word without any spiritual idea behind it, simply for the attainment of some sort of power. There is only one object worth striving for. It is the essential object of life, namely the divine God, source, creator. Why is this person who actually has given us instructions on how to transform our life, how to transform the stuff of life, why would he say that? We're at the point of this time that we're spending together. He's giving us some very, very clear instructions. And being as I am, taking responsibility for not ignoring these instructions, for actually sharing them, I want to be clear that I have given them well. The warning or the instructions?
The warning.
The warning. Warner of coming dangers, wakener of the world from sleep, deliverer of the message of God. Here we are. Ready? People often make the mistake of using the word without any spiritual idea behind it, simply for the attainment of some magical power. The Sufis of all ages have warned against this mistake and have constantly taught that there is only one object worth striving for, the essential object of life, namely God, the divine, source, creator, the one. Why is he saying this? I'll continue just in case. It is only when the science of words is being used for the attainment of truth, that's what we've just been doing for this last period of time, that is, for the attainment of God, that it is being used in the right manner. The science of words, the science of truth. I really don't think Pure Immersion in Nayak Khan cares what you call the source of your life. Because there's story upon story upon story of people coming to him and saying, oh, I don't believe in your you know, in what you're talking about, I only believe in my thing. And in each case, he says, but I believe in your thing too. I just had that experience with a neighbor. I was walking out to get the trash can, and a woman that lives across the way and down the street came over to me and said, a lot of people come to your house. And I said, yes, that's true. When we're home, we like to open our house to family and friends. And she says, what are you all doing in there?
What are you selling?
And I said, well, we just love to visit. And she said, I need to know. Are you born again? And I said,
I never died.
Actually, Sarmad tried that method. It didn't go well. I said, tell me, what do you mean? And she said, well, Jesus, have you found Jesus Christ? Is Jesus your Savior?
He comes to the house.
This is how I get in trouble. I'm married to him. And I said, well, yes. And she said, well, I mean, in your heart. And I said, yes. And she said, and is Jesus living? I said, yes, in my heart. And I really meant it. And that was the end of our conversation. She just turned around and walked away. She was happy. And I had Jesus in my heart. It was a great moment.
You should have told that to the priest on Mount St. Michel.
I know, that was a big problem. I learned from that experience. That's another story.
The words that you're emphasizing really ring with Pierzia's words today. To use the names to invoke the qualities. Let one's prayer be their every word in action.
Yes. So again, I really want to be sure I've given this instruction correctly. When you have a deep wish, a deep desire, then you go to that place where the divine resides. Play music that brings you to that place of unity. Remember the whirling of the galaxies. Find that place also at the depth of your heart. Don't worry if you're doing it right. It turns out that the beloved really doesn't care. You could even say, I'm new to this. I have no idea how to do it. But I'm going to make this effort. I'm going to turn my attention to my heart and say, I know there's a universe in there as well. And then you ask, or you give gratitude, or you apologize for that mistake, or you remember the needs of others, or you ask for a redesign or rebuild of something that's really on your mind about yourself. And then you give thanks as if it's already happened. Without an idea of exactly how it's going to look, because my own experience has been it just never looks that way. It shows up, but not the way you expect it. And then you go into your life, trusting in that divine plan. Today we're talking about the power of sound and the word. The power of the sound and the word, even at the level of thought and intention. So, we need to close, and I would like to make a request before we close, and that is that we come back to that situation in life today where there are people that have great fear and therefore react terribly to innocent situations. That which is the source of war, of pain. And I'd like to ask that we together, if it's okay with you, take a moment to each in our own way make a request for the whole. Would that be all right? So let's close our eyes, and when all of your eyes are open, I'll know we've done that. And if you get to, you can look around the room. Everywhere you will see people who are bringing this message you have just prayed for out into life. We are not alone. Share a song with you that I used to sing with my kids. Ready? Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice, rejoice, and again I good.